Thank you so much for joining us as we continue through the season of Lent, or Relent, like we like to call it, Relent. Today we're going to look at our great hope, Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So my sophomore year in high school, I was a part of a great basketball team. We finished the season with 24 wins and only 2 losses. I was on the team. I suited up for every game, but quite honestly, I didn't contribute significantly to any of the wins. I did share the sufferings of practice running the opposing team's offenses and defenses, and I got to share in all the glory, the fun of winning, the trips, the press and the applause of the team. When I'm a child of God, I'm a part of the team. My sufferings are minor compared to the one who leads this team. Whatever I encounter pales to his work on the cross. But here's the cool thing. I get to share in his glory. He was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. And I get to share in that resurrection. I get to share in that resurrection power. The Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in me. And by that Spirit of sonship, I can call God my Father, even Abba Father. And it gets better. One day, the Spirit will transform our lowly bodies so that we will be like his glorious body, resurrected bodies. Because of Christ, I'm going to live forever in heaven with a resurrected body. No more tears or pain or loss or disease or death. Old order of things will be in the rearview mirror. And I will share in his glory forever. So be encouraged. The best is yet to come. Father, thank you for adopting me into your eternal family. Thank you for the privilege of being called an heir and a co-heir with Jesus. May I live every day demonstrating my thankfulness to future glory that is mine. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.